As Rosh Hashanah approaches, we face the task, we say in Aleinu every day, L'sakei o'imam l'malchus shakei, to establish the world as a place where Hashem's malchus can take a reign, the way the Rebbeinu Shlom wants the world to run. That the whole world is makir Hashem echad u'shma echad. And we live in a world which any Baal Seichel looks around and sees what's going on in society, it looks headed any place but towards the Rebbeinu Shlom. To watch the Ribu Yechaivus, the Ribu Yechaivus of people to attain their Taivus, to watch the degradation of society, to look at marriage in society, to look at the things that Berabin, in public, are mutter today, are allowed, the rights, all the different rights that are given today. So we ask ourselves the question, can one person, can we ourselves, we're supposed to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's coming to Rosh Hashanah, and we're supposed to be Mamluch Hashem, but to be Mamluch Hashem, not just on myself, to somehow allow the Sakei Oilam and Malcho Shakei, to allow the Rebbeinu Shlom to rule the world. So we ask ourselves, is it possible that I myself, good, I can accept Hashem the Melech on myself, but how can I in Shaychas the Sakei Oilam and Malcho Shakei? How tomorrow night can I get involved in allowing the Rebbeinu Shlom with the army of Hashem, Rabbi say? And our avodah is to allow Hashem's melucha to run on the world, the entire olam. And Rosh Hashanah, we focus on this achrayus of us. We are the soldiers. We are the army that's supposed to take over the world and allow the Rebbeinu Shlom to rule. Allow there to be a rulership of Malchus Shemayim. How can I accept that chayim myself? What can I do that will affect the world? So I want to share with Olam something that Majregis Adam brings a medrash in Shmuel, an unbelievable medrash that I would like to share with Olam. The medrash is in Shmuel, and it says it's a Yalkut, and it says as follows. This is a quote to the medrash. Elkanah v'ishta yuvanav, Elkanah and his wife and children, v'achiyosav, v'chol kroivav, and all his relatives, hayamay le'imay l'regel, they would go up together. Elkanah would bring them all up. His wife, his children, his siblings, his relatives. They would bring them all up to the Oyla Regel. At a time that was very not popular to the Oyla Regel. Uboim, they would go to London Berchavish Alir. They would sleep in the streets of the city. They wouldn't go to a fancy hotel. They would sleep in a place that it was nicker to the whole city. They were traveling to the Oyla Regel. The people in the city felt it. The people in the city saw Azad Matna thing. This family, this large family is traveling up to the Oyla Regel. And they're sleeping in strange places. They're making their tents in strange places. That we all notice they're here, what's going on here. So the people in the city asked Elkanah and his whole camp, Lehechem Telchu, where are you going? V'aymim, they would respond, "Beis Hashem Shavashilai. We're going to Hashem's house. We're going to the Beis Hashem in Shilai. Shemisham takes a Torah. That Torah is sent out to the world from there. For mitzvahs and mitzvahs. V'atam lomolay savoimanu. V'neilach yachad. Why don't you two join in with us? Come along with us. Miyad immediately. Einayim mishagas demois. The people were overwhelmed with tears. V'aymim lehem. And the people said to them, Melech Imachem, you seem so privileged, can we go along with you? V'ayman lemhein, they would say yes, Elkanah and his mishpacha would say yes. Ad l'shana abo chamisha batim, the next year 50 families would go. L'shana acheres asara batim, and the next year more mishpachas, I'm sorry, 5 families, chamisha batim, 5 extended families would go. L'shana acheres asara batim would go. Ad shayikul amaylim, until all of Klai Yisrael be Oyla Regel. Amalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Elkanah, Atta Echratas Yisrael HaKav Zchus, you changed all of Klai Yisrael towards the good. V'chinachtem b'mitzvahs. You were mechanech on the mitzvahs. V'zochu rabim al yodcha. The rabim, you were mezakeh. You purified and you mezakeh the rabim. Ani maitzeh bein mimcha. I will give you a son. She'achriyas Yisroel kavzchus. V'yechanchem b'mitzvahs. I'll give you a great son. Ha'lamadadu sh'v'schad al'kona Shmuel. And the Sizeh was given Shmuel, who is Mizaka all the Klai, so Abkan was the Lashon and the Medrash. Hasmur fell in this Medrash. Elkanah understood, how can he change the world? He also lived in a time that it wasn't popular. The Yidden, the Hale Yidden themselves, weren't living the way they should. They weren't being Ayla Regel. They didn't care about Ruchnius, the Dvar Hashem. Nobody's going to the place Mishon takes a Torah and Mitzvahs. It shows what Klai Yisrael felt. It was not a chshivas for Torah mitzvahs. So people didn't feel moved to go up there. But you have to read between the lines in this Medrash. The Medrash says, he started going up. People asked him, where you going? And he said where he's going, and the people burst out crying. What did he say? A Medrash leaves room that you should understand, you should read into the Medrash. It says, why don't you come with us? Miyadi name Shagris Dimas. They burst out crying. He asked them, why don't you go up? Doesn't sound so profound. They knew material, they're not going up. He said, why aren't you going up? They burst out crying. They asked him so much so, they said, Neilach Imachem, can we too have the schus to go with you? All this, they asked the question, they're allowed to go. He's not in charge of the streets. I don't think anywhere it says that he had the keys. That he had to give Rishus. Elkanah was the one who had to give Rishus to Ola Rego. But there was something about it that people said, Neilach Imachem, could we also go with you? And he said, yes, I give Rishus, as if it's up to him to give Rishus. And people joined in 1 year, a certain amount, the next year even more. Reading between the lines, the truth of what went on was Elkanah knew he could change the world. What he has to do is be mechanech his bias. To serve the Rebbeinu Shlom was such a joy, such a eslavus, such kodchus, such mesiras nefesh, will be one b'chay v'shalir. People taka saw him, they saw such excitement. In a world where people weren't doing what's right, you can imagine there wasn't much joy in such a world. And they see a yid with his whole mishpacha singing and dancing in the streets. They see a yid, where's he going? They were in the spa, where's this yid going? What's all the excitement? V'hoysa medina margeshes. The whole city felt it. The whole city was margesh. He was dancing in the street singing songs. Ki mitziyan teitzeitayra. The whole city was margesh. There's this yid with such powerful simcha. Look at his mishpacha, his kids all excited. Dressed, ready, where are they going? What's the all the excitement? The whole city felt it. There's such excitement. V'hoysa medina margeshes. So much so, they all were moved. They were all shaken up. They were all shaken up out of the doldrums of life, out of all their busy working for Hevel Barich, watching their programs, whatever they're watching, listening to the shtus they're listening to. They were all shaken up. They see this mishpacha so full of joy, so full of purpose, so focused. They said, what's happening? Where are you going? What's all the excitement? So they said, so Elkanah and his mishpacha, Elkanah went to the men and said, sit down, let me tell you what's going on. And his wife went to the ladies and said, sit down, I'll tell you what's going on. You're a mazgir, you know why we're excited? You know that we have our whole family here, all full of israbshus, islavos, and simcha. Because we're going to Hashem's house in Shiloh. Shemisham teitzei Torah mitzvahs. And you're not going, are you nuts? V'atem loisavoyu, do you see our simcha zachayim? What are you thinking? Wake up! You see our family, you see our mishpacha, our joy. Look at the stress of your life. Look at it. What are you accomplishing? What are you isaacing? Do you have joy? And the people were so moved. Their eyes, mishagres the mice. And they saw Elkanah and they felt it was such a zchus his life is living. Mistabu, we have to ask Rishus. Mistabu to join such a club. Such a great, great club that causes such joy. They felt that Neilach Machem, can we too have such a zchus? Is it shayach that we too can live such an inspired, elevated life? Can we also have such purpose and meaning that we're excited to go to the Beis Hashem b'shilay, shemisham takes the Torah mitzvahs, va'ayim l'nehein, he said, you're also shayach to it. Your life can also have meaning. You can also pull yourself out of hevel, a life of hevel arich. You can also pull yourself away from the shtusim of the oilam. You also can have a life full of joy. You can have a life full of meaning, of accomplishment, of focus, of purpose. Come along, let's go together. Neilich yachad. Let's stay together. Let's also go to the Beis Hashem. Ad l'shon abadu chamisha batim. There were 5 batim full of kedusha, and the next day there were 10 batim. And when somebody comes with pure machshavas to impact Klal Yisrael, Hashem ben Atzad gave him a son like Shmuel Luvaitu, who helped him out in this goal of changing Klal Yisrael. And he was zayicha taku to change all of Klal Yisrael, to make an impact on the whole Am Hashem. They all taku turn l'kav zchus. We'll start with the yeshiva and work our way past the yeshiva, beyond the world of the yeshiva. We'll start with the yeshiva. And the bachur says, can I impact the whole yeshiva? He's in a yeshiva with 200 bachurim, one of the biggest yeshivas in America. He's in a yeshiva with bachurim, erlich ernst bachurim, mutaka mevakshe Hashem. And the bachur makes a commitment that he's going to serve with purpose. He's going to be focused on tzarim. He's not going to look at others and imitate others. He is focused. He's going to go to a first Seder, a second Seder. He's going to go to, he has a Shir first Seder, he doesn't miss the Shir. He has a second Seder Chabura, he doesn't miss the second Seder Shir. He doesn't miss first Seder Chabura, second Seder Chabura. Every single day, day after day. Erev Shabbos, 1/7 of the week. A day of tremendous aliyah. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, a mixture of Shabbos. And he makes a commitment, he's going to learn Shabbat and Erev Shabbos. He makes a commitment to Shabbos Sudas, he's going to be focused. And others will look at him and say, look at that person of purpose. Look at that person so full of joy. He's not going to walk around grumpy and sad. He'll walk around happy, similar to Zachayim. And people say, could I go with you? Where are you headed? What are you doing? What are you so focused on? I can't seem to find any purpose, any mission. You seem so focused. Where are you going? And you'll sit down with the person and you'll tell the person, I'm going to Beis Hashem. I'm focused on a mission in life to learn Hashem's Torah, to live Hashem's Torah. And that person will join you. He'll be mishagim demais. He'll be overwhelmed with tears. He'll say, wow, what is chus, ashrecha? Is it possible to join you? And you'll tell him, hey, and yet shayach for you too. Any yid, we're all from Amalechus Kayahanim and Goy Kaddish. Any yid is shayach as tektusha. Can be, have focus in life. Can live life that he has a mission, that he has ideals, he's headed somewhere. We live in a world looking a little beyond the yeshiva. We live in a world that the institution called marriage. Look at what's going on in America. Rive, rive, rive don't get married. The ones that do get married get divorced. The ones that don't get divorced, I don't know how much loyalty and shalom is going on there. We live in a country where a president doesn't have to be loyal to be re-elected in. It's not even viewed as a pagam kamat. Not enough, that certainly wouldn't warrant a pagam not to be re-elected. And in such a world, it influences the Jewish bias also, Rahman Watzlan. It influences the Jewish bias. Not to be so full of joy. Bilam looked at the Yidden, and what a Jewish bias was, all the dayers. Bilam looked at the Yidden and said, Matoivu Alecha Yaakov, how special is the Jewish bias? So full of meaning, so full of joy, so full of Avodas Hashem, a mission, focus. Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. Which thus causes Mishnah Sefer Yisrael, which causes that the Bata Midrashis, the Bata Gnesias are also impressive. But it starts, Matoivu Alecha Yaakov, especially as a Jewish home, so full of Kedusha, so full of aliyah, so full of nachas, so full of drachar dachi noyam chol mesivei seh sholim, so full of sweetness, drachar dachi noyam. And we live in a time as a tremendous attack on the kedushas habayis. And if one is mechazik in our times, he could be the Elkan of our times, that his bias is full of kedusha. There's no stress in his bias. There's complete shalom in his bias. It's al piderech atayr matoyv alecha yankov. That his bias, and there's no, the shalom in the bias. He's mevater, he's meichel, he doesn't argue with his mishpacha, he's meichel, and he treats his mishpacha with kavod. Mechab b'yoyis migufay. He listens to the derech atayr. He's mechanech his children with nachas. He's mechanech his children in erlich oifen. The bias is not full of cheating and crookedness, it's full of erlichkeit. The bias is not full of stress on against the Rambam's Eitz and Hilchos Deyos. There's no stress on financial issues. He's not sitting there nervous. The Rambam in Hilchos Deyos says that his wife and his... The Rambam in Hilchos Deyos is clear that a person is not allowed to put his wife and children under stress in financial matters. No stress. He wants to be stressed, he closes the door. There's no stress. The financial is zero. His wife doesn't feel it, his kids don't feel it. Zero. He has a bias of Hiderech HaTorah. And that person, people will see a focused bias, full of simcha, full of joy. And they too want to join in. They'll also, others will say, Melech Imachem, could we also have a focused house? In the yeshiva, the power of the Jewish people, the power of the Am Hashem, is with the kol, HaKol Kol Yaakov. Our power is with our mouth. Torah, Tefillah, Ravi V'Chesed we do with our mouth. The smile that we can give somebody, the words of Chizuk that we can give somebody. Ravi Chesed with the mouth. Tzedaka, giving grumble to a guy and throw him a penny, that's a Shvachet Chesed. The Tzedaka with a smile, with showing the person the face of Simcha, of joy. Showing the person the face of Tzar, for only is Naisi V'Yom Chaveri. Most of the great things we do in life are with our mouths. And that mouth to be makan akdushas hapeh, to show others, to mechazik others. Others should see in a dormitory, other bachim should see, that there's no nibul peh rachman litzlan comes out of our mouths, and we're not soidu others nibul peh. Because we're focused, we're headed somewhere. Beis Hashem, we're headed, we want to build our own bias, full of kedusha, we're headed towards that. As bachim, we're headed towards Beis Hashem, towards building a bias full of kedusha. And a biasful kedusha, an elementary thing, is the most exciting thing, is the mouth. Kedusha saper is a mouth speaking Torah, a mouth speaking tefillah, a mouth saying the sweet words to the mishpacha, kind words to his wife. And he knows that mouth has to be mechunach from young. He knows that mouth has to be mechunach from young. If it's not, if it's allowed to be hefter from young, it's going to be tzaros later on. Mifanik minoy ravada bachrisa yiemanum. Somebody who's mifanik from youth, who lets it be finicky, who lets it run wild. Mifanik minoyer avadav. Somebody who lets an eved run wild when it's young, achrisa yiemanun. The end will be that eved won't be an eved, will be a master. I have a picture in my mind, it's seen that I have in my mind, is my grandmother, Alea Shalom, she had a maid who was there for many, many, many years. Probably there about, probably without a guzma, no guzma, over 50 years. Not probably, she was there over 50 years. And my grandma's a very soft and kind lady. Very kind person, very giving person. The maid used to sit there, no guzma, my brother's an aide here. We saw this growing up. The maid would sit there, she was sitting down, her feet were up, and my grandma was making her coffee perhaps, or baking cookies, and she's eating the cookies. And my grandma used to serve her. My grandma was taking care of her. That's the picture I have, her feet are up. Amol, she was in the mood, if she had a little koyach, Amol, she would do the laundry. My brother, Moshe, remember? Stamas, her name was Irene. Stamas, that's my picture of Mifanik Minay Avadav. If when that Eved is young, you treat it finicky. Mifanik Minay Avadav, you don't work it hard. You allow it to be hefty, you allow it to do what you want. Achrisa yiemanun. In the end, it's going to be your master, not your Eved anymore. If you didn't train him when he's young, there are rules. In the end, he's the master. But the pasuk at a deeper level is going on the Yetzer Hara. If we allow the Yetzer Hara, to let us one hefker that has no controls what comes out of my mouth. I can say Lashon Hara Rachman Litzlan. No, because I can say Nebul Fer Rachman Litzlan. There are no controls. Achrisa Yemanen. At the end, it will be your master, the Yetzirah. At the end, when you need to really badly, you won't be able to control it. That same person who laughs once more, what's the big deal? He says, no, given the Yetzirah, he says a word that's not so bad. In 10 years, he's going to scream at his wife, and he's not going to build this bias we're talking about. Because Achrisa Yemanen. In the end, Yetzirah will be his master, he has no control. He never developed the ability to, no, I won't do this. However, a focused person who knows he has to be headed towards Beis Hashem, his whole life is headed towards Beis Hashem, he has to build that bias, that special bias, full of Kedusha, the Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. He has to build that bias that's a Mikdash Ma'at. He has to build that bias that through it's going to change the world. Through it, others will also see beauty and also want to imitate that bias. So he knows here and now, in these years, he has to learn to control the Eved, to control this Eved. He's focused. So you see a Bachur in the dorm who doesn't say Nebul Peh. He doesn't say Nebul Peh. And when others say this, excuse me, in a nice way, in a tough way, whatever his mahalik, whatever he finds works, but he says to us, excuse me, we have to have control over our Peh. The Peh's pressure, I can't stand around, people are talking like that. And he walks away. That person will talk to change the world. And will talk to be zaycha, tremendous zechuyas, like Elkanah was zaycha. He'll have children talk out of his bias. He'll talk to reach the Beis Hashem. He'll talk to build the Beis Hashem. And he'll talk to be zaycha to turn all klai so l'kav schus. The other topics I would like to speak about, I don't want to stuff it in, stamp to this. The emes could be tied into this idea, but yikay mechachem v'yosef lekach taket. This idea, each person could track what it means further. I want to speak about a few things that I feel we're erev the yom adin. Rashana yikasevu. We're erev the yom adin of Rashana, and it's kedai in the yeshiva to speak about a few topics that I think bear speaking about. There's a shigayim, there's a craziness that exists in the world. An absolute shigayim. And the shigayim is Redifas HaMamon. It's being consumed with money. The Redifas HaMamon, that's a craziness. As if people have in their head that there's any kesher to Simchas HaChayim and money. As if there's any kesher in the world. Certainly we want Rosh Hashanah. And we beg the Bar Yoyim that we should all be zaycha to a year Panasa B'Revach. Everybody should have panosu b'revach, ashirus, whatever, pashut, they should have everything they need. Everything they want, they need. Avadu dam to Rabbeinu Shlom. But this chayli of being right of mammon is a chayli mar mind. It's a sickness. As if the person has in mind that the life of wealth, any shaykhus, life of joy. There's a beautiful piece in the Michtam Eliyahu where he says, chayi oisher with an aleph and oisher with an ayin. One, he plays on the words, one means wealth, and one means oisher, and one means joy. We have a problem as Americans, we don't have a chilti in an ayin and an aleph. They sound the same. Because we have in our heads that oisher and oisher are the same thing. Oisher with an ayin and oisher are the same thing. We don't pronounce the aleph and the ayin, we pronounce them the same, we don't make a chiluk. But they're worlds apart. They're worlds apart, the Chayi Oisher and the Chayi Oisher. Oisher with an ayin and Oisher with an aleph are worlds apart, no kesher. They have no correlation. We have to get into our bones. The life of the Roidic moment has no kesher to Simchas HaChayim. Certainly we daven to Bar Yoylem. Certainly we daven to Hashem. That we should have Parnasa. We should be able to support our families. Certainly we daven to Bar Yoylem. We also daven to Bar Yoylem, so to use the bathroom, Rabbi Yisai. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing not to use the bathroom. A terrible zach. It's dangerous. It's many, many things. It's a terrible, terrible machla not to use the bathroom. And also we daven for parnasa. But anybody who thinks that that's life using the bathroom, that's what my banner of life, I hold my banner, the bathroom. That's my goal in life is to use the bathroom. It's not a goal. It's something we should be maket toiv tashen. We should appreciate, we should daven for. We should daven, we should say Hashem yotze v'kavano. We should also daven, baruch ha'beinu as Hashanah azois, Hashanah panasa. But as a life goal, For a bucher who doesn't have the Ola Parnassa to go and buy a lottery ticket. He's running after Aisha One. These are the years to get in our stomachs, to work on ourselves. Before the person's mitzvah in life, you'll take any 4-year-old, the guy's busy and handling and has a stress of harnas on him, and he wistfully remembers the years of yeshiva, the years he had an opportunity to think, to steig, to direct his whole life. The years that when this person's 40, and every night he's meis nevish to go to a shir, every day he's meis nevish 3 times a day, and he does it for simcha, and his Shabbos is full of liman atayr, and he's pushing an inspired life. It came from those years in yeshiva. And to now spend those years in yeshiva being right at mammon, he wants the old parnasa early. Mishugna! You'll have the old parnasa later on. He's training himself to be right at mammon. It's a chayli, it's a sickness. There's no joy in divas hamamon, there's no joy in mammon. It's something essential. If I care, the joy in mammon should be, thank you Hashem, the appreciation to the Rebbeinu Shlom that he provides our needs, so that I can live, it's not life. So that I can live. So that I can choose, I can live life. So we have years, Chazde Hashem, we have 3 meals served a day downstairs. We have our needs, our parents send us what we need, they send us, we have money to go buy the cleaners, whatever we need, we have handed to us. So we spend these years being mechanic ourselves that money's precious, being right with mammon. It's a choyli, it's a shigoyin, it's a mishigas. It's a total mishigas. We should spend these years doing what we want our whole lives to be able to focus on. To be focused on aliyah, on kedusha, Beis Hashem, to be focused that we're headed towards building the Beis Hashem. That we're headed towards a life of aliyah, of steiging, of accomplishment in life. You would think, one would think, I had a very interesting discussion with Ali Maiden. It was irony to me, something that I had not taken off my mind, Kimat, since we spoke. You would think the life being right with mammon. So you would think at least that person values money more. Chachi runs after money. So you think at least he's more makir toif tashem for the money he has. You would think at least he wouldn't be over about tashem as much. But it's so lehepich. When I was thinking about this idea that Bachram go in the running to buy lottery tickets, spending money, losing money, borrowing money to buy lottery tickets, this mishigas. So Ali pointed out, I didn't even think of it, it's about tashkas also. The verse is a shtickle. Spending your money not to roi is about tashkas. It's a matonis Hashem, spend it right. So I was thinking, Chachi would think that the one who's right with money also appreciates it better, but it's fakert. Oyiv kesev lo yisba kesev, the pasuk says. One who loves money doesn't even appreciate the money. He has money, wants Messiah, he has Messiah, he wants 400. The more money he has, the poorer he is. Ein ani yose l'bedas. The more money he has, the poorer he is. One of the least healthy people that I know of in the world in money is one of the richest people I know of. He's unhealthy in money. The more money the person has, the more he wants. If he has a million, the guy's missing $1 million. Because he has money, he wants Messiah. The guy who only has $100, only missing $100. It's not he doesn't appreciate, or kesev or yisra kesev. The one who loves money doesn't even appreciate it. Fakert, instead we should learn tzaddikim and dakrikim and merisayim to appreciate the chesed Hashem. We have delicious sudas downstairs, that we have money, we open our fridge, it's full of delicious food. That we have, that Hashem gives us parnas, we should spend our time. Instead of training ourselves to be right at mammon, we should spend our time appreciating mammon. Appreciating the chesed Hashem to us. Not to be over about tashchis. But I want to be mad with something tiefer about tashchis. Beis Hashem will end at 6:40. I think is the... I want to be mad with one more point on tashchis. On this point, on this prat. There's a pursuit in the world at large, there's a big fascination, the Peter Pan fascination. People have a big interest to stay young forever. That's Peter Pan, the aside of the book, the movie Peter Pan, is to stay young forever. The fountain of youth, Ponce de Leon, who's looking, he spent, there were grown men who spent years of their lives looking for the fountain of youth. The supposed place where make a person live forever. And the real truth is that what they were looking for exists. Right, Per is a shmuz on this, that things people crave, it's a raya that it really is, there's dvarim begav, there's something there. The natural cravings we have are only because it's really there. Hashem, right, Per is a shtick, Hashem didn't give us cravings that don't really exist. He has all heads of people crave their Ribbono Shel Olam. They crave their Ribbono Shel Olam. And the reason is because it's Ribbono Shel Olam. People have craved, Hashem put cravings that are really there. Explains, taiva, salong, sanarichos. But Kitzur HaDvarim is craving the fountain of youth to stay young forever, to freeze time, not to get old. And the real truth is it exists. It really does exist. On this past week's parashah, we spoke about it, that the taich of Svayis HaRobes HaTzmeya, Api Chazal, is that Leman Svayis HaRobes HaTzmeya, somebody's over, if a young person, if a person marries his young daughter to an old man, he's over Leman Svayis HaRobes HaTzmeya. Rava means, Svayis means to equate, HaRava means an old person, as HaTzmeya means a young person. It's Chazal, it's the mother. That somebody who lets his daughter, who's a young person, marry an old man, is over the rice of Leman Svayis. He equates HaRava, an old person, as HaTzmeya with a young person. Why is a Rava called an old person? Because the word Rava means to be satisfied. Tzmeya means you have taivus, you want to shtayim. And Rav means unsatisfied, the unaccomplished person. The Tzmeya is the one who's accomplishing, who's fired up, who's focused. The Beis Hashem Melech, the Elkan of the worlds. The focused one, the one who comes to Seder, comes to every Shir, first Seder Chaburah, second Seder Shir, comes to every Shir. That's the focused person. That's the Tzmeya. Zot the Yayvitz Halach L'maisa, that the Halach is the young girl, the Paskins. If a young girl wants to marry an old man, but the old man is fired up, is taka fired up, then the person, Allah is allowed him, the young girl is allowed to marry him. Because the only issue is Leman Svayis HaRobes HaTzmeya. Old doesn't mean physically old. Old means that he has no cheshit to shtayim. It's a person who doesn't accomplish a life, that's old. He's a rabbi, he's an accomplished, he has no cheshit to shtayim. He says, Allah, that you're let, and what about a young girl marrying a young guy who has no tie to shtai? It's up to the he's an old man. The person's old because he doesn't want to shtai. He's right, his mom is a rabba. He has no temptation to be able to shtai, to accomplish, to wife. Because smeya, young means to wife. And rabba, old means he has no tie to accomplish. So it is possible to stay young forever. We daven, we say, v'chayei oylam nata b'secheinu. We say in daven, v'chayei oylam, eternal life Hashem planting inside of us. It means a person has a dollar. He has two choices. He can retain the dollar forever or lose the dollar. He goes, he buys a lottery ticket, he threw it in the garbage, the dollar. He threw the dollar in the garbage. Gone forever, that's it. That's it, done. That's a rabbi. Person has no shiva, it's the shtayim. He has no shiva, it's the nitzrius. And that same person takes that dollar and he cleans his clothing with covered Shabbos Kodesh. He buys a soda for Shabbos, and Shabbos Shabbat is different. He gives it to tzedakah. He uses it on something of value, of meaning. That person has the dollar forever. V'chayei oylam nata b'secheinu. It's his forever. That dollar's in a bank account that will never, ever, ever, l'neitzach l'tzachim, be taken away from it. He'll have enough in that dollar. It's in the greatest bank in the world that you can write out checks for a dollar and the dollar stays in the bank. It's his forever. He has an hour during the second Seder. He can either commit, I'm not going to miss the Chaburah. I'm not going to miss the Shir second Seder. He's committed. He's not missing the Shir. He's absolutely committed. And he takes that hour, it's his forever for Nitzchias. That hour is put away in sword. He'll have Anah in this world, the next world. He'll have Chashu the children. He'll be a Chashu person. He'll have Gishmak, Simchus Achayim, Oyel Mazeh. La'adu l'neizach l'tzachim. In Oyel Mabah, Nis L'chayim Mazeh, In Oyel Mabah. Ashrecha v'toivloi. Ashrecha v'Oyel Mazeh, Toivloi l'Oyel Mabah. For Nitzchias, he has the hour. And he spends the hour doing nothing, Hevel v'Rik. Gone. Disappeared. Lost. That's the fountain of youth. Chayei oylam nata b'secheinu. That's what the world's searching for, that's so elusive for the world. But we have it. Chayei oylam. The chance for eternal life. To be a tzmeya forever. That's the possibility that he has. So to answer the question we started with, we do live in a society that's slipping by anybody's estimation. The ribuy of taiva, the ribuy of disgrace of Hashem's name in public, the ribuy of rights going on all around, that's a disgrace to Kvod Shemayim. Things the Rabbanu Shalom called taiva, the rabbin being spoken about. Certainly we live in such a world. But in such a world, more than ever, a person could change the world. Dvarim pshutim. And that is by being a focused person. A person who's focused first in yeshiva, first here, but when he builds the bias, he's much more on his way to changing the world. But first to prepare to build that bias. While Avach is in yeshiva, while the Yilaman is in yeshiva, he's focused on building himself very stark. Building himself as not a hefker person. Mifanek minoyer avodah b'chrisa yamanim. If the Yetzer is hefker on us now, if he allows us to go and buy lottery tickets, allows us to speak words we shouldn't speak, allows us, he calls the shots now, Rabbeinu Shalom is going to be shver later on, when the person is more busy and it's more tear-based. But if the person now could be Kodesh Yetzer, if the person now can make a commitment, he won't miss the shir. And he's the Zak of the Rabbin, it's a commitment for himself, it's a commitment for others, he could be focused, a focused person. And if Abdi knows where he's holding, maybe he can't learn 12 hours a day, maybe he can, but if now he can commit, he has certain parts that he learns an hour for a Seder he doesn't miss. He doesn't miss the Shia for a Seder. He learns an hour a second, he doesn't miss the Shia second Seder. An hour night Seder, he doesn't miss the Musavad second Seder. He has a 6 hour day to start that he doesn't miss, that he holds on start. And he builds up muscles, and that's a 7 and 8 Rechulu. That person commits start, and he hears Nibble Peh, he asks that please no Nibble Peh spoken in front of him. He gets rid of the Goyish music, the Goyish influences. And that person commits shtark as a focused person. And now he's heading, he learned to control his Yetzirah. He learned to control himself, he established who's in charge. So I don't understand how deep it is, what it means that a Bacher says he feels like being in bed. He says, I'm here now. It's 6:15, I'm here now. The person doesn't understand for life what it gives him. What it gives him for life is a person who, the Dvar Hashem is so important to him. That 45 minutes, it's unfathomable the difference. That Dvar Hashem is so important, he controls his life based on Dvar Hashem. Not as Ritzayinus, his Tivus, he's tired, he's lazy. He learns to be a person, a mensch, a gavra. He has control what it will do for him when he's 53 and he has a tzadfiel with his wife, but he's an ish ruchni. The Dvar Hashem is chashiv to him. Dvar Hashem runs his life. He's able to make decisions based on Dvar Hashem. So Sagal hears from yeshiva that the person is mechazik himself. To be somebody who lives by Dvar Hashem, to be somebody who's working towards the Dvar Hashem, who's headed towards the Beis Hashem. And then when the time comes, he builds a bias. That's the reason to get married. He's building a bias, another Beis Hashem he's building. He wants to find a wife, who she also, together, we shtayv, we both worked in the years prior to our marriage, of becoming Bnei Aliyah. And together we will bias. That this bias will be just focused on Dvar Hashem, will be a zisa bias, full of ne'imus, full of simchas achayim, not stresses, not pressures, of erlichkeit, of bias people walk in, and they feel in every corner the bias kedusha. They feel ne'imus, they feel Torah. They feel the ne'imus, they feel the shalom, they feel the sense of purpose in the bias, this uplifted, exalted, elevated bias. That this controlled person who worked on himself in yeshiva to be a controlled person can build and will build. And thousands of people who walk through that bias, whether it be guests, whether it be his children, whether it be the guest's friends, whether it be just anybody who even has a minimal contact with that bias, is so moved, will burst out in tears, will push it, burst out in tears, and will say, Neilach Imachem? Can I go with you? What a privilege, what a pleasure. Is it possible others can join in this special focus, this special direction you seem to be headed? And you'll say, yes, in. You can come along and hear that shaykhus to this. And talk of bias, if the bias, will turn back towards Avodas Hashem. We'll turn back towards the service of Hashem. We'll turn back to being Matoivo Elecha Yaakov. It'll be batim full of shalom, which will then produce Shmuel Hanavis, which produce children erlicha, healthy, Avdei Hashem, Oyevei Hashem, Yirei Hashem. And tackle one bias after another bias of Oyevei Hashem, will have the Yidin being a Goy Kodosh, and Mamlechas Kehanim we're supposed to be. Then the Goyim will see us, they'll see this Mamlechas Kehanim, then we'll turn and say, Matoyim Ha'alecha Yaakov, can we also Neilchim Achem? And then it's Takabir, they're saying, Zichayim, Melachim, Al Mizbechim. Then we'll talk about Zaycha, they'll also want to bring Karbanis Hashem. And we'll bring the Oilis. Oilis Seyem is in Chayim L'Ratzen Al Mizbechi. Our mind is back, I'll accept their Karbanis. And on that day, we'll talk about Zaycha, L'Sakei Noilu Malcha Shakei. And because of whom? Because that Ben Aliyah. Because that Ben Ali in Yeshiva who decided that he is going to try to head towards the Beis Hashem. And that Ben Ali will be Zaycha to bring the whole world towards the Beis Hashem to that day, Ba'yoy Mahu Yiyah Hashem Echad Ushmo Yechad.